Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Well, I put up the clean curtains.
Oh, Chrissy.
I sure hope Jack likes them.
You're going to spoil him.
No, I'm not. I just think if he's coming to live here, we ought to make him feel at home.
Well, I did my bit. I put the toilet seat up.
I just want to make his room more attractive. I always say it's the little homey touches that make a home homier.
Chrissy, the man is coming from the YMCA. If we stick him in a broom closet, he will feel at home.
I still think that... Why are you watering the table? I could have sworn...
Oh, I put the plant in Jack's room. It'll brighten things up for him.
Oh, well, let's don't brighten things up too much.
You mean you don't want me to be nice to him?
Oh, sure I do. It's just, you know how you are. Every time you think you're doing the right thing, you end up giving the guy the wrong idea.
You're right. I'll watch it.
So will Jack.
What are you doing?
Just stamping out Jack's name for the mailbox.
But then he'll know Jack's living here.
Chrissy, the mailman is supposed to know who
lives here. Not the mailman, my father. You know how he carried on when I moved here from Fresno to Los Angeles?
Sin City, he calls it.
I mean, if he finds out I'm living with a guy...
Hey, he doesn't have to know.
He knows everything.
Oh, Chrissy, your father is just a minister. He's not God.
Oh, see?
The weatherman said there'd be thunderstorms tonight. Oh, Mr. Roper, a smiling landlord.
I'm here to fix your doorbell.
And Mrs. Roper.
I'm caddying.
I would have been here sooner, but I've been very busy.
Yeah, busy napping in your armchair.
I wasn't napping in my armchair. I was watching television with my eyes closed. When I want to sleep, I go to bed.
And when he goes to bed, he wants to sleep.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, fix a doorbell, Stanley. It's time somebody's chimes were rung in this house.
You know, it's too bad your fairy roommate ain't checked in yet.
Why?
He could fix this without a ladder. Just fly up here.
Born with that sense of humor. That and a few other birth defects.
Here's your problem right here. See these wires? They're loose.
Isn't that brilliant?
How'd they get loose?
Maybe it's like shoelaces. If you don't tie the bows tight...
Wires don't get loose all by themselves, you know.
Stanley, be careful. They're live.
I know what I'm doing. I just want to get to the bottom of this. You've been playing around with these wires...
Girls got to have some fun.
All right, Captain Queeg, you got your confession. Now make the bell go ding-dong.
Thanks for helping me with my stuff from the cab. You don't have to take them inside. I wasn't gonna. Hey, look, I'm sorry about that jar of pickled onions I broke in your cab. But if you keep all the windows open, the smell should be gone in about... A month. Yeah, with any luck. That's $2.75. Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Ah! Interesting doorbell. Ah! I didn't hear nothing. I didn't see nothing. And I don't know nothing.
Whoa.
What happened?
He's trying to tell you someone's ringing the doorbell.
Hi, Jack. Come on in.
Hi.
Couldn't you knock?
I better get him to bed while he's still moving.
I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch Name That Tune.
That's his favorite program. Ever since he gets the Star Spangled Banner in 7 notes.
What about the doorbell?
I'll fix it later. Unless the interior decorator here would like to do it.
I'm not an interior decorator.
No, I thought all you fellas were.
What fellas?
You know, Tinkerbell.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, actually, not all of us are interior decorators. Some of us are, boxers.
No kidding.
No kidding.
You mean you'd actually hit another guy?
No, only if he made fun of us.
Get your bags in.
No, wait, you don't have to do that.
What's only fair? If they were my bags, you'd have to carry them.
That almost makes sense, doesn't it?
We hope you'll be very happy here, dear.
Well, it beats the YMCA.
Oh, yeah, nothing but men, isn't it? I can imagine what it must be like. As a matter of fact, I often have.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Chrissy. I'll just put these in my room.
Oh, you can do that later. Look, I'm going down to the Regal Beagle for a glass of wine. Why don't you all join me? My treat.
No, thanks. The what? Beagle?
Regal Beagle.
It's a pub, just like they have in England. Yeah, they've been opening up all over the area.
Yeah, real cozy. You know, a little wine, a little bread, a little thou.
No, thanks. I've got an early class tomorrow. Not tonight.
Not tonight. You know, that's a perfect title for my autobiography.
Well, here I am.
Yes, you are. Aren't you? Put it there. Not your hand, the rent.
Oops.
You do have your share of next month's rent, don't you?
Yeah, why?
We needed to pay last month's rent. Mr. Roper doesn't believe in charity.
Speaking of Roper, how long do I have to go on letting him think I'm gay?
Ooh, as long as you live here. That's the only way he'll allow it.
Mm. Well, just as long as you know different.
Chrissy. Don't you have something to do?
Oh, yeah. Come in the kitchen and show me what you've got.
She means the groceries.
Oh, yeah.
You get that, Chrissy. We'll take care of these.
Okay. What are you making for dinner tonight?
Well, something I learned in class today. Veal parmesan with a side dish of luscious fettuccine.
Oh, I just gained 5 pounds hearing about it.
You always carry your pickled onions loose?
No, they spilled out on the floor of the cab. Well, I was gonna wash them.
Janet!
What?
There was my mother on the phone. She'll be here in a few minutes.
What's she doing in L.A.?
Oh, she went to see her dentist. If she finds out, I mean, 2 girls living in an apartment with a man, you know what she'll think.
Oh, come on, Chrissy. People are doing it all over the place.
That's what she'll think. Well, I thought that your father was the problem.
Your father's living with 2 girls?
We've got no time. I'll put his stuff away. You take him down to the Regal Beagle and keep him there till I call and tell you mother's gone, okay?
Right. Okay, let's go.
Do I have to?
Oh, you'll love it there. The beer is flat, but the barmaid's not.
Move him up.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
I'm so glad you changed your mind. Come on, sit down.
Thank you.
Have a drink.
Hi.
Hi.
What'll it be?
White wine for me. And you?
I'll have a couple of... One beer is fine.
Coming up.
She's so healthy.
Down, boy.
I knew it. You're not gay, are you?
Huh?
Oh, come on. I won't give you away.
No, I'm not.
I thought so.
I'm as normal as Mr. Roper.
Don't spoil it.
But you don't have to worry, Mrs. Roper. There is nothing going on in our apartment.
Nothing.
There's nothing going on in ours either.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, I've never seen such traffic.
Hello, Mother.
And these L.A. cabs are terrible. They smell of pickled onions.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, hello, darling. My poor feet. Oh. Oh, you've had the carpet clean.
No, the walls just got dirtier.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
I'll fix you something to eat.
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stay long. I have to catch the 10:45 bus back to Fresno.
Wonderful!
What?
I mean, you look wonderful. How's Father?
Oh, he's fine, dear. But he worries about you. We both worry about you living in this terrible town. Are you sure you want to stay here with all the crimes and the muggings?
Oh, Mother, it's not really...
Oh, I've read all about the wild parties and orgies. People running around without any clothes on.
Where would you read a thing like that?
In your father's church magazine.
Mother, I wouldn't know an orgy if I fell over one.
Oh, try not to do that, dear. By the way, how are those nice girls you room with? Janet and Eleanor, isn't it?
Oh, Janet's fine. Eleanor left to get married.
Nice. Did you get another girl for a room?
No, we didn't get another girl.
That's wonderful. No sense in my going back home this late. Now you can put me up for the night.
How much longer do I have to stay here?
Oh, just until Chrissy calls.
I'm kind of bushed and I'd like to go to bed.
Oh, hey, honey, how about a game of darts?
Oh, no thanks. I don't even know how to play.
Oh, it's easy. I show you how to score.
Have another beer.
No, I want to go home to my own room to sleep in my own bed. I don't want another beer.
Would you like another beer?
Oh, yeah.
Janet, there's a phone call for you.
Oh, thank you. That's got to be Chrissy.
Well, I can see I'm outgunned around here. Besides... I gotta get home and make the cocoa for Omar Sharif. Night.
Oh, night, night. What do you mean your mother's staying? Where's Jack gonna sleep?
Well, there's the bus station. The cops will pick him up. What about the 24-hour laundromat?
The hookers will pick him up.
Janet, you've got to do something.
Me? Hey, it's your mother.
Well, if it was your mother, I'd do something.
Good. Then just pretend your mother is my mother and do it.
Well, dear, I think I'll turn in early.
You can't go to bed.
Why not?
Oh, well, we've hardly had a chance to talk.
You're right. Let's talk.
I'm not here.
All right. Shall we go into the kitchen?
What about a motel?
A motel?
We don't have to use our real names.
Chrissy, you're behaving very strangely.
Am I? Well, we just haven't seen each other much lately. Which reminds me.
Chrissy, where are you going?
I want to make your favorite salad, and I need some, carrots.
Well, where are you going to find carrots this time of night?
There's a machine on the corner.
Look, I'm sorry, I understand your problem. If I had any money, I'd go to a hotel, but I just don't have $20 to throw away.
Oh, well, how about the all-night showing of War and Peace at the Art Theater? That's only $3.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh, no. This is the 8-hour version, the original one in Russian.
That is not a plus. Look, I'm sorry. I'm going back to the apartment.
Oh, but Chrissy's mother's going to be in the spare bed.
It is not the spare bed. It is my bed, and I'm going back. I'm going to undress. I'm going to climb into my bed, and if anybody else is in there, that's her problem.
No.
And you're not stopping me either.
Give me the screwdriver. Which mother are you?
I'm Chrissy's mother. I'm sleeping here tonight.
On the couch?
No, in Eleanor's old room.
Well, I guess you'll be safe enough.
I'm sure I will.
Wouldn't catch me sleeping in there.
Well, I should hope not.
And me, I'm a decent, normal man.
I'm glad to hear it. Would you like some hot milk?
You got anything stronger, like cocoa?
I'll be.
It's my favorite drink before going to bed. It really helps you sleep. That's a medically proven fact.
I believe you.
My wife doesn't. You know what she tried to give me one night at bedtime? Wheaties. What'd she expect me to do? Hit a home run?
Wait, I've got an idea.
I want my own bed.
You haven't even heard it yet.
I want my own bed.
He could sleep in our room.
On the other hand, I don't want to be unreasonable.
We could sneak him in. My mother won't even know he's there. Him in the same room with us, and you in the same room with him.
Oh, look, I will be on my best behavior, honest. Is the bed big enough for the three of us?
Oh! Okay, she's asleep. Come on. The door.
Sorry, those 4 glasses of beer.
Come on.
I'm sorry, if I can just get to the kitchen for a moment, I've got a surefire method for curing this.
I don't want you to leave this room.
Anything you say.
This is your bed, big time.
That's what I figured.
You can't sit there while we get undressed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will the view be better if I stand?
Go cure your hiccups.
Whatever happened to the sexual revolution?
Your side lost.
Cured. My hiccups are gone.
Good. Go to sleep.
Right.
What's that?
It's not me. I never moved.
Oh, it's that window in the living room.
Jack, would you mind closing it?
Suppose her mother sees me.
I'll do it. Turn around.
That's a lovely mole you've got on your thigh.
Watch him. He's tricky.
Boy, in that nighty, she's really something. I mean, everywhere you look at her, she's a girl.
What am I, a gorilla?
You're very bright.
Ah, more like a chimp.
No. I think you're very cute.
I can't budge the window when it's raining.
No. This is a job for the man of the house. I shall return. Meanwhile, make yourselves beautiful for me.
Oh, of all the vain, arrogant, egotistical. He's kind of nice, though. Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Chrissy, is that you? Chrissy!
What's the matter?
There's someone out there.
That's impossible.
Did you hear that?
No. I didn't hear that either.
I've had it. I don't care whose mother.
Don't blow it for Chrissy. Oh, hi, hi. Come on in.
Hi.
Hey, what happened? Oh, this is Chrissy's mother.
How do you do? I was just passing by and I thought I'd knock.
Why?
Why? Oh, well, there's an all-night showing of War and Peace down at the Art Theater, and I thought maybe I'd invite the girls to come along with me, but silly me, I can see they're ready for bed, so I'll just mosey on my way.
Good night.
Good night.
Wait, you're not wearing any shoes.
It's against his religion.
Yeah, that is just like Jack.
Anything to be different.
Good night, Jack.
Jack. You wouldn't be Jack Tripper.
Do you want me to be?
Chrissy, is this the young man who's sharing the apartment with you?
Well, I...
Mr. Roper told me all about him. I thought he must be away since you let me have his room.
No, Mother, it's not as bad as it looks.
Yes, dear, I know. It's all right.
You mean that you don't mind?
Mind. I'm delighted. But with all the terrible things that go on in this town, it's such a relief to know that you have a man to protect you. Or in this case, someone like Jack.
Well, I promise you I'll never let them out of my sight.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I know I can trust you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mom. Well, you better get out of those clothes.
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, now you can sleep on the sofa. Good night, Jack.
Good night, Janet.
Night, Jack.
Good night, Chrissy. Good night, John Boy.